Hi, I'm Beth Massey, and I'm here with Chax Chandran, a PM on the Cloud Business Apps team. How's it going?
Hi, Beth. Good. How's it going with you?
Good. So I've been talking with a lot of folks on the Cloud Business Apps team that are building the Office 365 API tools and client libraries. I spoke with Saurabh last time. Yep. Tell us a little bit about yourself. I've been making the rounds with some of the team members. So you're a new face for this project here at Channel 9.
So my full name is Chakravi, but people know me as Chugs.
I thank you for making help not having me say that whole thing.
Yeah. So I'm originally from India, but I moved to New Zealand and was there for 7 years.
Cool.
Taking up different hats, being a developer, being a consultant. And then I joined Microsoft in New Zealand, and now I'm here. My primary focus has been in SharePoint a lot. So many SharePoint MVPs will probably know me.
Yeah, I've seen your blog. I've read some of those articles.
Yep.
It's cool.
So now I'm, it's great to be here on the team and, working on something great like Office 365, which is, I feel like, is a really great product.
Yeah, and I'm kind of excited about the progression of the project itself. It's so Rob kind of gave me a sneak peek into like kind of the inside of how you built the client libraries.
Yeah.
And we should mention it's still in preview, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So this tool that we released has both the tooling side, which enables developers to go into Visual Studio and kind of sign in and add their services, as well as it has the other part of it, which helps developers to be more productive. By using the client libraries, they can write minimal code to go get, data from Office 365. Right. So, as you said, I was new to the team. I was actually working as the PM for the tooling side. So if you go to Visual Studio, add connected service, what are you seeing there? Yeah, it's me.
Gotcha. So that's an extension for Visual Studio,
exactly.
That piece, right?
Yep.
And then the second update included client libraries for both .NET and JavaScript. Is that correct?
Yes. So to be clear, JavaScript here, in TechEd, Microsoft announced support for building Cordova applications in Visual Studio.
Mm-hmm.
So Cordova applications are nothing but web applications that pretty much use JavaScript. So we provided support so that Cordova developers who are using Visual Studio can go connect to Office 365 and get that data back, which is in JavaScript.
Got it. Okay.
But if you're using a web application or building a single page application that just has JavaScript code, we haven't yet got the support.
Gotcha.
So
you're building an ASP.NET, say MVC app,
we have the server-side code for you to get.
And that would be the .NET client library.
Exactly. Yes.
And then same for like Windows
exactly.
Forms,
yep.
And you did a lot of desktop development.
So the client libraries, the .NET piece of the client libraries, they are built as portable class libraries.
Cool.
So the good thing about portable class libraries is you write the same code across the whole .NET stack.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So you're going to show us a little demonstration of some additional APIs?
Our team has been, we different PMs have just going around and building our own samples during the free time that we have and making sure that everything works great and, we give you a good libraries to go work with. So this is a sample that I've been working on and I'm hoping to complete very soon, but you can see that I've modified the default Windows Store app that Visual Studio gives to developers and kind of included all the things, necessary things to go talk the Office 365. So let me run through the sample first to get you a feel of what the sample does. So here's my sample. As you can see, we have a profile picture there, and if I click that, it initially asks me to log in. Once I logged in, so since my information was cached, the library understands that, hey, you already logged in and I have your information, so I don't have to show you the login
page. So you logged in one time
exactly.
Before. Okay, right.
So
what is it showing me? The documents from where?
So, let me go through that one by one.
Cool.
So let's see the actual what this app does, right? So here's my SharePoint site.
Okay.
So here's the document library that I am talking to from my Windows 8 app. So this has two folders called Office Training and Office 365 Demos, and obviously they contain some documents. So my sample reads those two folders and displays them here and has an icon attached to it saying, hey, it's a Word document, it's a PowerPoint. And then I also have my OneDrive for Business that I use, and it takes documents in the OneDrive and displays it here too. So that comes under the category personal documents.
Cool. So that uses your profile information. When you
exactly. So it uses my profile information, gets my title, gets my name, and all
Cute
these
picture,
documents.
By the way.
Thank you. That's my favorite character, Tintin. And I also had some options here. So if you right-click, you get the flyout menu, and you can say copy to my OneDrive. And in a moment, we should see a document appearing here. There you go.
Got it. Cool.
And if I want, I can even delete.
Okay.
So some of the things I'm still working on is kind of open the document and have other way to working, which is copy something from your OneDrive to a specific document library, which I think many people have that scenario too.
Got it.
The other thing also I worked is here you see that option change photo. So you can change your profile photo from the application. So for example, this is obviously not me, so let's change to a photo that looks like me, right? So there you go, here it is. So this now uploads the photo to your Office 365 profile.
Got it. Cool.
So it's not an application thing, it's actually uploading the picture back to the service.
Very cool.
So this is the sample that overall I've been working on, and a lot of stuff I want to put in. So
I know people have asked a lot about how to use the Files API. And
exactly.
That sort of thing, so that's
yep.
cool.
So let me now go to the code.
Yeah, sure.
So the code is pretty much Windows 8 code. It uses the MVVM model and has its own view models and views and things like that. But the actual service code that talks to Office 365 is here in my service factory, right? So if you see, for example, hey, what is the code to write to upload or change the profile photo, right? You may think it's a few lines of code, but actually it's just a single line, right? So all we need is the file that you pick from the file picker in Windows 8,
file system,
and then get the bytes, and that's it. Use the upload async and send it to the server, and that will complete the job of uploading the file,
cool.
the photo, changing the photo of your for the user.
I see you need the user first, though. So how do you get the user?
Yeah. So to get the user, get current user. So that's the method I use. So first of all, the thing I do is, well, let's authenticate the user, right? So we use our libraries, initiate the authenticator class, and then kind of initiate all the variables that we want, along with saying, hey, authenticate with Active Directory.
Okay.
Because that's what Office 365 uses, right? So once you are authenticated, then all we need is from the token information, we kind of have the user PIN, or you can call it as user ID.
Okay.
So I save it here. So if you see here, I get the UPN.
Okay.
And that gives me that who the user ID is. With that, I can go query the Active Directory users object, which would be my company's users, right?
Got it.
And then get the current user, and kind of the current user has all the objects that you want to build, like title and subject or whatever the name has, right?
So you actually can, you're basically iterating through all the users that are part of that tenant, is that right? Or part of
right,
the,
so I'm doing a query that explicitly says, go get me the user who has this particular object ID from the users pool, right?
But you could get the whole collection of users if you wanted?
Yes, so this represents the whole collection of users.
Oh,
and
interesting.
You just put a query there and say, just get me that particular user.
Got it.
And the next thing that you were asking for was files, right?
Right.
So here's the code for get OneDrive documents, right? So this looks at your OneDrive, which means today you need to get access to your My Files scope in the dialog that we have. When you create the My Files, it automatically goes and gets the files from your OneDrive. You don't even have to specify to say, oh, here's the URL of my OneDrive. You know, here's the, you know, here's where you need to go look at. All you need is just .files.execute async, and that'll get all the files.
Because it knows who you are, so it knows what your files are?
Exactly.
Okay.
So that's why
that's nice.
It's very specific to my files, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it knows who you are, so just get me my files. So that simple is to go query your My Files or OneDrive business documents. Now, the other thing you can see here is that we do implement paging.
Mm-hmm.
We have got some good feedback on, you know, we need some real guidance on how we do paging. And so we are working to bring up a really good sample that can go and give you a paged view. So, you know, if there are 10 pages in your results, then you can go page by page.
Right, okay.
So this example, currently, I'm just taking the current page. So just for information.
How big is a page?
Yeah, so the default page limit is 50 items.
Okay.
So it isn't documented yet, but I think people have figured out in the forums and other places that 50 items, 50 results is what they get in one batch. So here I'm just taking the current page and then whatever the values are there in the current page that gets displayed in the menu.
So what do you just send next page and you send it the page number and it gives you the next 50 and it gives you the next.
Exactly.
Okay.
And if you see for copy file to OneDrive, it's as simple as saying, okay, here's the client, the MyFiles client, dot files, dot add async. And I just give the document name and then everything gets added over there.
Got it.
So it is.
So you have some comments here. That
exactly. So, you know, one of the things.
Cleaned up your code, it looks like.
One of the things we get by we PMs going hands-on is actually finding various bugs.
Right.
So when we do these things, we kind of find bugs and we kind of say, okay, guess what? I can't use this thing here. There's a bug.
Our customers are finding bugs too. It's a preview, right?
Exactly. So that's how we internally find bugs, and we share the sample code with everybody and make sure that it's logged and worked and, you know, make ready for the next release so people get, you know, the fix.
Okay. Good. I'm glad that's fixed.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet. That's actually pretty easy to do then.
Yeah, exactly. What else are there? Like delete document, right? So delete document, I get my document from the view, and then I go find the document in my OneDrive, and that's it.
So I noticed that you're using the asynchronous coding patterns everywhere, right?
Yep.
And this is just how you work with services, right?
Exactly, yep. Because what's going to happen is you're going to ask service to do something, and it's not going to.
You never know how long it's going to take.
Exactly.
Right? That's the thing.
So
on the internet.
It's going to come back when it's going to come back.
Right.
So maybe, you know, example for here in this application is you saw when my app loaded, it was really quick. But what happens in a slow internet connection, or if you have a large set of data that you're bringing down, you may want to put a spinner or something like that.
You want your UI responsive, right?
Exactly.
While this is happening.
So you can do those things when you have the asynchronous programming model.
So all the client libraries were written with that in mind, I take it.
Exactly.
Everything asynchronous methods.
Everything's, you know, every request that we send is asynchronous, so you have the ability to await and wait and see what's going to happen and do something in the UI to just show, like, yeah, getting my files down or, you know, changing profile picture if you want to. And that will, you know.
Let them do other things while they're
waiting. Exactly. Right. Yep.
Got it. That's cool. And with the language syntax being so clean nowadays, it's very easy. That's cool.
Yeah, that's the delete document. So once you get the document and you just delete it, right? Here, the reason that you see this if condition is just because I have groups.
What's a document group?
Here, this is just a convention that we use in Windows 8 just to display the UI. I'll just execute and show you, which is much better. So I have kind of the personal documents, and then I have other two groups coming from my library, which is demo documents, training documents. So I just named in my sample as, okay, if document groups dot OneDrive docs, if my document that I select to delete belongs to the OneDrive group,
okay,
then do the OneDrive, my files, client.files, so get the files from OneDrive, right? If not, then I know that they're going to belong to my document library.
And on SharePoint. So.
Exactly.
Okay, got
so
it.
Then I go and say, in the SharePoint client, get me the file of that ID. So once I have that file object, I can just say delete async.
Okay.
Right? So if you see here, one of the key things to note is the object type that I get, whether it's OneDrive document items or a document item from any other SharePoint library, the object type is same, right?
Great. Okay.
So it's really you know, that simple for the developer to get into it. Yeah, what am I getting back? It's document. It's not a separate OneDrive document that you might have to be confused with. And
that really streamlines your code.
Exactly.
Right? You're working with the same methods on
this. Exactly. Things. That's why I was able to say, if this, get this file, right, just iFile, and then delete async. Otherwise, I would have to say, oh, this is OneDrive file. This is SharePoint document library file, and then have two delete asyncs.
That would actually be really helpful across the entire API, right? If you could say, like, any file you look at has a save, regardless of what type of file that is or whatever, right?
Yep.
Just kind of, like, make the APIs really consistent.
Yep.
I know that's a goal of you guys to make sure that
happens. Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Yep.
That's very cool.
So that's, that's my app.
That's awesome. So where are you guys headed next? You bug fixing right now and...
Yeah, so...
You're releasing new Git packages, I know.
Exactly. So as I said earlier, we have two groups, right? One is the tooling side of things, and the other is the client libraries that looks after the .NET and the Cordova JavaScript libraries. So we know that we have a few bugs. We have had customers and MVPs discussing with us regarding that. So we are planning for releasing an update to the client libraries, the NuGet packages, so that at least the customers are, you know, they can move away from these bug fixes.
Cool.
And, you know, make them really...
Well, they're helping us get by giving feedback to make this a great product. So keep giving your feedback. Yep. Chax is listening. He's on, he's on the other end of the line.
If you have any feedback, please let us know. You know, leave a comment here. Or, you know, if you go to the gallery page, we have links to Stack Overflow.
Right, we've got forum links and that kind of stuff. So, all right, I will post all those links again. And like I said to the community when I first started this little mini-series on you guys' project here, is I'm going to be back.
Yep.
And hopefully in another month, and we'll be able to dig into more.
I
like doing these little kind of little videos for folks to just kind of tease them with, you know, what we have and just give them status and update on what we're going, what we're doing.
I think one of the things we are working with the sample for a web application, right? I mean, an EC application.
I know. I want to see some Cordova stuff next time.
Exactly. So Cordova stuff would be awesome. We also have a few samples there.
Cool.
So I think next time we can talk about, you know.
What about Windows Phone support? Can I ask that?
Windows Phone support is coming.
Okay.
We have a few things to line up, especially with OData library support.
Okay.
So the OData team is working on that. And then we are working for the authentication piece to line up. So once they all line up, this Office Square libraries would just work. So,
great. So I definitely want to see some more awesome samples.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
Cool. All right, Chax, I really appreciate it. And let's keep in touch and make sure that we keep the tabs on this awesome project that's coming along. And guys, like I said, it's still in preview, so we're still accepting tons of feedback. And as you can see, the team is really iterating on that. So we appreciate all of that great feedback you're giving us. So.
Yep. Thanks, Bet.
Thanks, Chax.
Yep.
Till next time.